Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Circle of Friends. We are here today on October the 12th, and we just give God all the glory today, and we just give him all the glory. We just want to thank God today for allowing us to be here, because he is the giver of life, and we just want to glorify him today. Lord God, we just give you all the glory, Lord God. Lord God, we just worship your holy name, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for keeping us, keeping our family, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for salvation today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're saving our family members, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that you are, Lord God, just keeping our family members, Lord God, that you just allowed them, Lord God, to just see another day, Lord God, and we're so grateful for that, Jesus. Lord God, we just praise you this morning, Lord God. We lift you up on high this morning, Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in each and every family member on this prayer line, Lord God. We thank you for answering prayers, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that this month, Lord God, we will have this month be the month of answered prayers, Lord God. Lord God, this be the month of transformation, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, this be the month, Lord God, for redemption, Lord God. So we just thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that you will be, Lord God, that you will heal, Lord God. Lord God, there's so many people that's sick, Lord God, and Lord God, so many people that need healing, Lord God. So we just pray today, Lord God, that you will heal them, Jesus, Lord God, of every sickness, Lord God. Lord God, anything that's going on in their body, anything, Lord God, that we just pray today that you heal them, Jesus, Lord God. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to get the names of anybody that's here on the prayer line. Those that's already here, we're going to go ahead and get your names.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Darlene.
Good morning, Apostle Horsley.
Good morning, Sister Gladys.
Good morning, Sister Marie.
All right. So what we're going to do right now is if anybody has a song on their heart or has a song that they could sing, could you go ahead and do that right now?
I'll sing one. I don't feel no waste tired. I come too far from where God brought me from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far, believe me. I don't feel in no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far. I don't believe he brought me this far. I don't believe he brought me this far just to leave me. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that song, Apostle Horsley. Okay, so Sister Marie and Apostle Horsley, are you guys able to pray this morning?
We're able.
Yes.
Okay.
Sister
Gladys.
Good morning.
Able to pray. Sister Gladys.
Good morning.
Are you able to pray this morning?
I'm going to just stay in agreement. I'm not feeling well after the injection yesterday. So just continue to keep me in prayer. I'll be listening.
All right, so Sister Marie, then Apostle Horsley, if you guys could pray.
Good.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning, coming in prayer, Lord, agreeing with one another and praying in Jesus' name, Almighty God. Oh, yes, God. God, we just thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, Lord, for being present here with us on this line and in our home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just ask you, Lord, to answer any cries that's going on right now, wherever they may be, in a home, in the street, Lord. Oh, Lord, wherever they might be, to cry out to you, Lord, for whatever they may be crying out to you for, Lord. We're praying that you answer their cries, Lord, for you know everything, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And you are a prayer answerer, Lord. So we're praying that you answer their cry, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Father, we pray for those that may be going in surgery today or this week, Heavenly Father. Be there with them and comfort them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Be with the doctor and God. Talk, speak to his mind and guide his hand, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That they have a help to get the things done that need to be done when it comes down to making decisions and what's going on wrong in their body. Lord, give him a steady hand, Heavenly Father. And give them a speedy recovery, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Father, we're praying for people out there that need comforting, whether because of transition or family member or just lonely or whatever it is, Lord, comfort them, Lord. You are a comfort, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for people that's in the nursing home, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You know what each and every one of them in need of. Lord, so I'm in need of encouragement to do what needs to be did, Lord, to get through this, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Some of them just might need comfort, Heavenly Father. Oh, put a person in their place, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Father, we just pray and ask you to continue anointing us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we pray that continue strengthening us and those that don't have the strength, strengthen them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 and those don't have patience, Father, give them patience, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, those don't have peace, Heavenly Father, give them peace. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray that you open doors for the people that have doors that shut, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, and close the doors that need to be shut, Lord. Lord, we're praying that you make ways for them where they see that there are no ways, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, you have all power, Lord, Heavenly Father. Father, praying that you work in our life, in our family life, for our good. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, we're praying that you provide. Touch those that need a job, Lord. Provide jobs for them, Heavenly Father, that they can make sufficient amount of money, that they don't live from paycheck to paycheck, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those that may be having mechanical problems, Lord, and don't know where to take it, Lord. Put somebody in their path to send them to a righteous person, a person that will do right by them, Lord. Pray for those that have a mechanical problem and don't have money, Lord. Oh, to repair it, to get their cars repaired, Lord. Oh, make a way for them, Heavenly Father. Father, there's nothing that you cannot do and you will not do for your children, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those that have businesses, Almighty God. Touch their businesses, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 that they may exceed. Oh, yes, overwhelmed with clients, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those, for the churches, Lord, that's just barely holding on financially, Lord. Oh, that doesn't have members, Lord, don't have enough members to keep it running, Lord. We're praying that you touch those ministers, Lord, where they need to be touched, Lord, that their church overflow, be filled, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, you know what each and every one of us on this line is in need of. You know our hearts, our thoughts, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're asking that you just step in, Lord. Step in, Lord, wherever is needed in our life, Lord, and fulfill it, Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, there is no one like you. There is no one like you, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, and ask you to continue covering each and every one of us and our family as we travel to and from wherever we may go, short distance, long distance, highway, byway, maybe by plane or train. Just continue to covering us and protecting us, Heavenly Father, and protecting whatever we may be riding in or on, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You are protector. Yes, you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you bless us financially. Continue blessing us financially and those that need financially. Lord, bless them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Bless them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just ask that you continue speaking to us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And those that not able to hear you when you speak, Lord, let them be able to hear you, identify your voice, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, be with us as we go out and evangelize, Heavenly Father, as we hold conversation with people that we can tell them about you, Lord, draw them closer to you, Heavenly Father, Almighty God. Yes, yes, yes. And those that don't know you, that they too will accept you for their Savior, Heavenly Father. We pray for salvation for those that are not saved, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, whatever we may be lacking in our life, we ask that you just bless us abundantly in those areas, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 for those that need a healing, Lord, or whether they're on this line or not on this line. And each and every one of our family members, Lord, touch their bodies, Lord. You are a healer. Oh, yes, heal, Lord, whatever healing is needed, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There is no one like you. Oh, yes, Lord. And we love you with all our heart and our soul, Lord. Lord, and we just want to thank you, Lord. And give you praise and honor for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for the blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask you to continue giving us grace and mercy, Lord, and showing favor over our lives, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We want to thank you for loving on us, Lord. Even when it didn't look like we loved ourselves, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We just thank you for the storm that you have brought us through and out of, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, there is no one like you, Lord. Oh, yes, glory, hallelujah to your name, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying. We're still praying for the people in the government, Lord, that they do right by the citizens, Heavenly Father, that the right person be chosen, voted in to work for our good, Heavenly Father. Praying for the family members where the hurricane hit, Lord. Continue being with them and strengthening them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And praying for those over in Italy where the earthquake had hit. For the earthquake hit, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Be with them, Lord. They need you. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. And Heavenly Father, we just say continue ordering our steps, Lord, and being with us every breath that we take, every step that we make, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. But we depend on you for everything in our life, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I connect this prayer with all prayers that are going on at this hour. Oh, yes, this morning. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, Father, who art in heaven, I be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us and everybody that we're praying for, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom. You are our power and our glory, Lord. You are everything, our beginning and our ending. And we're all praying and agreeing in Jesus' name right now. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we set ourselves in agreement, O Lord God, with the prayer that's gone forth this morning, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would bless everyone individually and collectively, O Lord God, that you touch, heal, deliver, set free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. For God had spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Lord God, we have plenty of news of wars and rumors of war, Lord God. We ask that you bless, O Lord God, and save the people, O Lord God, from themselves, dear Lord God. It seems like the government's just making a mess of things over there, Lord God, and a whole lot of confusion going on, hard to understand, O Lord God. Lord God, I ask, O Lord God, that you bless us in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would bless our children, O Lord God, our loved ones and friends, O Lord God. Lord God, we provide children, our great-grandchildren, O Lord God, those that are in school right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, and protect them from the dangers that be, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you break that spirit of bullying that's going on in the school, O Lord God, that you break and curse that spirit of drive-by shootings, O Lord God. People are just going crazy with the shooting right now, Lord. So, Lord God, we come thanking you. We come to thank you, Lord God, for this morning, this hour of power prayer, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Everyone that's in you, Lord God. God, we ask that you touch, O Lord God, Gladys heart, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would touch her, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, O Lord God, that she would be feeling better, Lord God, before this broadcast end of the day, in Jesus' mighty name, God, that you would move by your spirit, O Lord God, and move by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. There's none greater, Lord God, none greater than you, O Lord God. But Lord God, we ask that you would show yourself strong today, O Lord God. We have entrepreneurs on the line, O Lord God. We have those, O Lord God, that are layperson, O Lord God, and those that have a calling on their life, O Lord God, to serve in the ministry, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask that you would touch each and every one today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now, God. Thank you for the wife. Thank you for Pastor Darlene, Minister Chris, O Lord God. All the other names that I can't call right now, Pastor Galactica, Lord God, Minister Linda, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, if you just breathe upon every member, Lord God, every prayer warrior, Lord God, we give thy name the honor, the glory, the praise, which it deserves in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for the man family, oh Lord God, as they go through a time of bereavement, oh Lord God, and all those that are going through a time of bereavement, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Minister Ben and Jamila, Lord God, we pray for their marriage, O Lord God, and their family, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and any other relationships, O Lord God, that's going through a difficult time, O Lord God, we cast the devil right out of it in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Satan, the Lord God, rebukes you, Lord God, and God, we come to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, which your name deserves in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Have thine own way, Lord God, have thine own way in our lives, O Lord God. You are the potter, Lord God. We are the clay, O Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord, I just want to set myself in agreement with everyone that's coming forth with a prayer, Lord God. Pray that our prayer request, O Lord God, be knitted together, O Lord God, as we present them to you on high, O Lord God, that you may wash them, O Lord God, by the voice of your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
We can't hear you if you're speaking.
Oh, you can't hear me? Okay, hold on, maybe I hit the mute button.
No, Chris, Minister Chris.
Okay.
My phone was on mute. So we just thank God today for the prayers. Thank you, Apostle Horsley. Thank you, Sister Marie. And Sister Darlene, if you could go ahead and just take over right now.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much for getting us to this point. We appreciate you, our Minister Chris, for what you do on Wednesday. I appreciate everybody being here. So at this moment, we're going to go ahead and get the names of those who have not given your name, those who have prayer requests. We want to get those requests this morning. So you can speak right now.
Sister Taylor.
Good morning.
Good morning to everyone.
Sister Linda, appreciate you being here. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Sister Alice Marie. I have a prayer request. I'm requesting that to God that he give me the word to say, write this letter for me and through me for my niece. It's still regarding the custody of Alan. So that's my prayer request. Thank you. Everybody have a good day.
All right. Sister Marie, God bless you.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. With the procedure I went through yesterday, just thanking God for continual healing for headaches and this pain and my family members. Keep us in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Gladys, good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
All right. Sister Glenda, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you. Okay. Well, we're grateful for each and every one who's here, whether we hear your voice or not. We're just glad for your presence here on this prayer line. We believe that God is using us for his glory, and we believe that the prayers are being answered. I do want to request prayer for Sister Chris, for her business and everything that she's doing right now, that there will be special favor for her. Amen. And I want to keep the Gibson family in prayer, that God will continue to bring peace between the husband, the wife, and all the children. I also want to pray for many people who are out there struggling because of the hurricane. There was so much devastation. So we want to pray for that situation there in Florida. Florida mainly had the worst of it, if I'm not mistaken. And so we want to pray for today. Amen. So before we do that, let us all just come in. We're going to praise the Lord. This is not a time for requesting anything from God, but let's just praise him for all the things he does, what he's planning for us, and what he is doing right now. Amen. So let's just give voices to the King. Hallelujah. Praise your name, God. We bless you this morning, God. We praise you this morning, God, because you are so wonderful.
Hallelujah.
You are fantastic, God. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the one who we can depend on. You are precious, oh God. You are God.
Three and four ways in one. Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory to your name, God. Thank you today, God.
Thank you, God. You are
doing wonderful things today.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise you to
God. Thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And then
Lord, I just praise you for who you are. What you
your
are
name, God,
life.
We glorify your name. We give you the praise,
Lord,
because
you are
the put to praise.
Lord, you are good, Lord. Yes, you are. And I just glorify you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Oh, yes.
Glory, hallelujah.
There is no one like you.
Nobody.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And your Lord.
Thank you, Father. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, there is no one like you. There is no one like you. Oh,
your word,
yes,
God.
Yes, today,
Lord. Thank you for healing, Lord. Healing your
soul.
Thank you for healing, God.
Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for your willing.
Hallelujah. We praise you, God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now,
There is no one like you, Almighty God.
Oh, you are a stronghold.
Thank you, Lord.
You are our Redeemer. Thank you that our Redeemer lives and He reigns.
Yes, Lord
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord. For who you are and what you are and what you're doing, Father. If I had 10,000 tongues, I could not praise you enough, Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus.
Because y'all helped me out so much, just, you know, that corporate prayer And yesterday I had a doctor's appointment, and I heard the sister, she was saying that she had to go in, and I was going in for the same thing. But instead of getting the shot, they gave me the pills, and I'm grateful because my body is much looser than it's been for the last week and a half. And when I mean, you know, it's like tight, my fingers, my toes, my back, feel like it had a board on it. As soon as I took one of the pills, as soon as I got in back in the car from the pharmacy, that's what I did. And I'm like really, really so grateful because I know like the Lord, he, you know, he gave them that gift for us, the doctor and the physicians and all that. So I'm learning to take the meds and I'm grateful. And I just want to say thank you to you prayer warriors because y'all really helping me and that's what I need, positive prayer words, not negatives or wondering who was asleep on the line or who didn't pray or how many minutes they pray. I need God to, like, really come by here. You know, I'm a listener because I want to do right in my life and all my affairs. I don't want to come to church and play church. You know, I did all the game playing in the world. And just for today, I just want to live right. And that is my prayer request. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you, Sister Darlene.
Amen, Sister Sheila. Good to hear your voice. God bless you. And let's give God praise for her body feeling better. Let's praise God for that. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for our sister.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for
the wisdom of Jesus.
Hallelujah. We just praise you. We just
cover
her with the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
By the Christ.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Anybody else continue in this hour of power of prayer?
Good morning, Scholastic ACA, listening in agreement, and thank you for the prayers and encouragement. You all have a blessed day.
Okay. Good to hear your voice, Pastor Scholastica. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening. Good morning, everyone.
All right, Sister Teresa. Good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Mary.
All right, Sister Mary, good to hear your voice. God bless you. Okay. So we're just grateful for these, each and every one who's here. We appreciate what you do, what you add to the line when you come here. And I'm just grateful for the spirit of peace over this line. And Sister Sheila just mentioned how it's a blessing to her. And one of the things that I love about God is that he shows us how to have peace. The word tells us that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and he can give us the peace that surpasses all understanding. Even in the midst of chaos around us, there is peace here, and you can have peace in your life. And while you're praising God, you just thank him for the peace that he is giving you. You know, there are times when things may be going on in your life, and you know that you may not understand everything that's going on, and you know that God is right there for you. You can have peace no matter what. You just trust the Lord. I know I've had some situations where it seemed like things were just so over the top. You know, we were, well, that's one time I got, when I was living in Jacksonville, Florida, I got a bill in the mail for the water. I had some property down there, and apparently the toilet was leaking, and there was this major bill. So I just, you know, when I went to church, it was a Wednesday when I got that, and I went to church that evening, and I just shouted and danced before the Lord, and even at home, I was just thanking and praising God for this blessing to get that taken care of. Now, I tell you, when you praise God in the midst of
your storm before you see the manifestation of what you're believing God for, you will have peace over that situation. And then you will see God work that thing out one way or the other. There are times when we need to pay a bill or pay something. He could bless you with the extra finance to be able to pay for it. He could just have the thing reduced in the situation with the water. In Jacksonville, all I had to do was to get the leak fixed and send them the copy of the invoice that I paid, and they reduced the water back down to the normal way that it would have been on the bill. So, you know, we don't know how things will work out. It's not what the way we want things to work out sometimes, but we have peace over the situation. When you have peace, then you're not going to be worried. There are people who may be around you who may ask you, why are you not up in arms, or why are you not fretful? Why are you not depressed because of something that may be happening in your life? But if you know who you are in Christ and you know who God is in your life, then you will have that peace. So I'm encouraging each and every one of us to just have peace over whatever it is that you may be going through right now. God didn't tell us when we come to him, when we ask him for forgiveness and become a part of the body of Christ, that everything was going to be easy. That is not the truth. And so we're not going to tell a lie and say it's going to be flower bed of ease. We're going to have some thorns, just like the thorns on the rose bush. A rose is a very pretty flower, but it has those thorns. And sometimes we have thorns in our lives that help us to stay in the face of God. You know, we don't want to get lax where we feel like, well, everything is going so good. I don't have to pray. I don't have to read my word. But we want to have peace throughout all of our lives. No matter what is happening, your children may be doing things that are out of order. Your grandchildren may be doing some crazy stuff. Your wife, your husband, if you have sisters and brothers and people that are close to you, you see things that they're doing. I mean, some of them are on drugs and alcohol and things like that. But we still praise the Lord and thank him that even as we prayed the first time about it, we ask him for what we desire from him. And then from there on, you just thank God that that situation is being taken care of. You know, we thank God for even our family members who don't know him yet. We thank God that in the future they're looking so much better because they have him in their lives, because we know that God is the one who's there. He's the one who's speaking to them. He's the one who shows them things. And the enemy, of course, the devil is out there. He's doing his dirt. He's doing what he was put here to do. But we have authority over him because God said in his word that he gave us power to tread on serpents or on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. So we believe the word of God. So what I'm just emphasizing this morning is that we should all have peace, the peace of God. You know, no matter what somebody says to us, I mean, like when I was working, people would say things to me that were not so nice. I mean, I just was just going prayer. There were situations where, like this one time, one of my managers, he didn't like what I said to him because he was out of order, and I told him that he was not doing the right thing, and he invited me to just leave the job and not come back. And I went into prayer, had my mom and dad, they were still living, and so we just prayed about the situation, and I did my work from that day on and kept doing the right thing and not showing any animosity towards him when I went to his office. And the Lord moved him out of the state. So it was not me who left. It was God who allowed him to get a job somewhere else. And so I didn't get all upset and mean and ugly towards him. I just kept praising God and thanking him. And I had peace over that. So what I'm telling you and sharing with us today is that we have to have peace in every situation. Prayer is the key to many of our problems. Prayer, confessing the word. When you pray, use the word, because the word of God tells us that his word will not go out and return to the void. It's going to accomplish that which he pleases, and that is what we want to see. So it's important that we use the word. When we're praying for healing of our bodies. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And he tells us in his word that he's a more than enough God. And the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, they that dwell therein. If we need anything All we have to do is ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. So whatever your need is, there is word in the Bible. There is something for you in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just encouraging us to have the peace of God. When your finances may be getting short, when somebody may be getting short with you on the job, or even when you're in a business, sometimes people come in, they have issues. In fact, the other day I was at a store, and one of the young ladies was just so disrespectful. And the first time that she disrespected me, I just kind of looked at her. I didn't say anything. She did it again. And so I told her that she needs to respect me and that, you know, I'm the customer, and she's supposed to take care of me. You know, you have to let people know sometimes in a kind way. And I said to myself, I have a in my heart, I wanted to report her to her superiors, but I said, you know what? I just pray for the girl, because you don't know what she may have been going through before she got to the job. You don't know what people are going through when they come in your workspace, when you're working, what they may be going through. Something happened before they got to work. They may have something that they're facing when they go back home. But we as a people of God can have love, the love and the peace and the joy, and have that peace of God no matter what is happening or what has happened to you. So we're going to continue to believe for peace for each and every one of us today. So, Lord, this morning I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, my God, my God, there are those who may be in the midst of a major storm right now. And we pray today as Jesus did. He said, peace be still. And so we lose the spirit of peace today, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn up the dross and the metal, God, in the lives of your people today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you have taught our hands to war and our fingers to fight, oh God. So we pray, God, today that we are the end time warriors, oh God, that we're warring against the tricks and schemes and of the devil today, God. Every wile of the devil, oh God, because we have on the whole armor of God, oh God, that we'll be able to come against everything the devil may be trying to throw against your people. In the name of Jesus, Lord, the peace that you leave with us today, God, the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. We just pray, God, today for our sister Chris, oh God, and our sister Marie, oh God, our Apostle Horsley, oh God, our Pastor Scholastica, oh God. We pray, God, today for sister Linda B, oh God, sister Linda T, God, our sister Glenda, Lord Jesus. We pray for sister Sheila, Lord, sister Teresa, oh God, sister Lois, oh God, sister Yvonne, oh God, sister Mary, oh God, sister Gladys, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. We bless your name, oh God. Those names we may not know are here today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, sister Sheila, Father, we just praise you, God, today for all that you're doing, oh God. Sister Charlotte, oh God. Darling M, oh God. Darling G, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your holy name, oh God, because you are doing great things, oh God. Sister Lynn, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, oh God. Brother James, oh God. Sister Dorothy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Sister Martensi, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, Lord, today because you're working miracles, oh God. Let the miraculous happen right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We send it today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Sister Charlene, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, today for peace, Father, in the name of Jesus. And for all of our family members, oh God, no matter where they are, no matter who they are, oh God, and people of the body of Christ, oh God, across this world, Father, we thank you for that. And even in our government, Lord, we pray for peace in our government, God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, we thank you, we praise you, we say hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Even our sister Grace, Lord, we pray for her too, oh God, hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you this morning. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. So right now we just want to take a moment to go ahead and pray for these requests that came in this morning. If there's something that you didn't say, just go ahead and put it in your prayer. So let us pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you.
My God, we just pray for our sister Marie this morning. We praise you, God, today for that you give her wisdom to write the
Bible.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe calling out
yes,
Almighty God.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
spirit and your protection be upon us today, Father, and help us to be healed and the salvation of the Lord. We see you work, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have your own way in our lives this morning, Lord God. Have thine own way, Father. In the name of Jesus, take it away. I'll be the pain, Father, in the name of Jesus. Make a provision for us today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for our jobs. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for our finances. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the millions of dollars. Hallelujah. Finances and our finances, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, have thy own way, Lord God. Have thy own way in each and every one of our lives this morning, Lord God. And I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Hallelujah, let the change first start beginning us, Father, in the name of Jesus.
We appreciate you, Lord God. Thank you for being better, Lord God.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lord, you are King of kings and Lord of lords, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us to continue to trust us, bless us, Lord, and lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways, that we acknowledge you, Lord God, in all of our ways, and you shall direct our path this morning, Lord God. Thank you.
Well, we this morning, thank God today for all these prayers. We appreciate you,
thank you
having a willingness to pray and intercede, stand in the gap and pick up the head.
Thank you.
It's so beautiful. We can come together. We're in different cities and states around the country, around the nation, and we're able to come together on this platform. We believe that God is pleased with what we're doing, and we will continue to do this as long as the Lord allows us, and we are grateful today. So as we're leaving today, we seal all these prayers and praises with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we know that all things are working together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. I decree this morning that everything that any witch, warlock, or wizard may be trying to do against us, it shall be rejected. It shall go back to the sender. It will not come to fruition in the name of Jesus. I decree we see our breakthrough today, whatever it might be. I decree that we have been sanctified, set apart, made holy by faith in God. And I decree today that the Lord has given us power to get wealth and our businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. There are millions of dollars coming into somebody's hands. Somebody's receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars. Somebody thousands of dollars. Some of you will believe for $100 or more, and we believe according to your faith it shall be done unto you. I decree today that we resist the devil and he flees in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning that we are blessed and highly favored by God and man. And I decree that blessings are overtaking us, and we have more than enough in the name of Jesus. And I decree that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are overcomers because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. I just want you all to know that I love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, loving your family, loving your friends and your foes in the name of Jesus. We're loving people into the kingdom. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that who should ever would believe in him shall not perish, but they will have everlasting life. So I pray today that we have a wonderful rest of the day. Let others know what we're doing here. Invite them to the line. We're here 5 days a week. And we appreciate all the leaders, all the facilitators who come and help us with the work that we're doing and those who are supportive. You may not be facilitating, but you're here to support what God is doing. So I just pray that the Lord will continue to bless you, keep you in his care, and help you to be all that you can be in him. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.